Simplify Audio Journal. It's me, Bree. And I'm just hanging out.
Lover, when your love comes back to you. Lover, such an easy thing to do. Lover, till the water in the air is pure. From the birds in the sky to the fishes deep in the sea. Lover.
Today is Earth Day.
Lover, the place where all the children can live. Lover, really nothing better to give. Lover, and your love comes back to you. So I'm calling out to you. Lover.
I really like this song. This is by Neil Young, off of his 2022 album titled World Record. It was released on November 22nd of 2022, and it's called, like I said, it's called World Record. And Neil Young is 78 years old and still making music. And I love that song. I haven't listened to any other songs on that album. He said that he was inspired by taking long walks around his Colorado property, and that he recorded that song, that melody, as he was walking through the forest, and he recorded it on a flip phone and then got to his computer and let me see, I'm looking up the quote now. Yeah, he recorded it on a flip phone and then put it on his computer and months later wrote the song. He said, quote, "I was whistling it in the forest, that melody." He also says, quote, "That record was a gift. It came from nowhere." And while the quote continues, it's a very long quote, but I was just looking at the Wikipedia. It was co-produced by Rick Rubin. And it's his 43rd studio album and 15th with Crazy Horse. And yeah, he's still making music. And so I played that song, obviously, because it's Earth Day, and I heard that song like around Christmas time of 2022 on the local radio station, KRSH. Like I said, I mentioned it in my previous audio journal. They play a little bit of everything, and they were playing that song a lot around Christmas time of 2022. And so, yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about today. Today was just kind of a boring day. And by the way, Starshine is in the room. He's on the bed, sleeping. And Sydney was just in the room, but she just left. I don't know what she's doing now. And it's 5:21 p.m., and I'm just hanging out here. So, yeah, my dad came over, and we just hung out, and then napped. He was taking a nap on the couch before he left. And he brought over some food for me. And he made eggs. Eggs with bread and cheese. Kind of like an open-faced egg sandwich. And after he left, I was hearing the animal under the house again. And it sounded angry. It sounded like it was trying to scratch its way into the house. And so, yeah, I'm still dealing with that situation. My dad called a handyman today, though. He left a voicemail, and hopefully they call him back soon. And I think he's gonna have the one-way door put in. So hopefully that works. And yeah, I don't really know what to talk about. I think I'm just going to play some music on this audio journal. I think I'm just going to play a few songs as usual. Because my life is so boring. Well, I went down this crazy music rabbit hole yesterday. I was just reading a lot from the music subreddit. And by the way, this is just an open-ended question because I don't really have any way for listeners to respond to it or to contact me or anything. So on my last audio journal, I played 4 different unplugged songs, like unplugged live performances. And let me bring up this song. I wanted to find out, like, people's opinions on which version of the song Higher Love they like better. Whether they like Whitney Houston's version or Steve Winwood's version or the Whitney Houston remix by Kygo, which was released in 2019. So the original version was released in 1986, and then Whitney Houston did a remake in 1990, and then in 2019, Kygo did a remix of the Whitney Houston version. So this is the remix by Kygo.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look and try to see. Falling behind, what could be? Oh, oh. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh, bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love? I keep thinking of. Bring me higher love.
And I like all three versions, but I think I like this one third. I think I like the original version and the Whitney Houston remake tied. I thought about this, like, I first thought about this, like, several years ago, and back then I liked the Whitney Houston version better. But then I listened the other day, and I couldn't decide. I know that I like this one third out of the three, but I don't know which one I like the best. I think the original version and the 1990 remake I would put tied for my favorite now. I don't know. Like all three, though. So I can't decide which version I like better of Higher Love. And I was also watching the Unplugged MTV performance of this song. And I just love this song. This is Duran Duran. Come Undone. And by the way, the person doing the backup vocals, her name is Lamia, and unfortunately she passed away at the age of 45 of a sudden heart attack in 2009, but her performance on that Unplugged concert is just amazing. So yeah, you should really look up that song, the Unplugged live performance, MTV Unplugged performance of that song. So for the rest of this episode, I'm just gonna play more Unplugged songs because, well, I just want to continue that theme from yesterday. And I found there's a lot more that I want to play on my audio journal. And there's a lot that I'm not even going to play. And one of these is not technically an MTV Unplugged, but it is from an MTV concert. I'll get to that one later. But I want to play the Sheryl Crow MTV Unplugged performance again, because I played it yesterday, but I want to play it again. I really like it. So I'm going to play it again.
God, I feel like hell tonight. Tears of rage I cannot fight. Be the last day. Are you strong enough to be my man? My man. Nothing's true. You can't. my man? Are you strong enough to be my man? Are you strong enough to be my man? And when I show you that I just don't care, when I'm throwing punches in the air, and when I'm broken down and I can't stand, would you be man enough to be my man? Lie to me, I promise, I believe. Lie to me, but please don't leave.
And this next one that I'm going to play is technically not an MTV Unplugged either, but it is an Unplugged type performance, and it's from Evanescence, and it's their song Bring Me to Life, and it's from an AOL session. So what AOL used to do was AOL used to have these AOL sessions, which were their version of MTV Unplugged performances. So this is Evanescence from a live AOL session. Sessions at AOL is what they're called. Evanescence, Bring Me to Life, live acoustic version.
Free me tonight.
This next one that I'm going to play is Sting, Walking on the Moon. These unplugged performances are actually pretty relaxing. So the next one that I'm going to play is from Kelly Clarkson, and it's Breakaway.
Forget all the ones that I love.
chance, make a change, and break away. Da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da. Wanna feel the warm breeze, sleep in the palm tree, feel the rush of the ocean. Get on board a fast train. Travel on a jet plane far away and break away. I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. I'll do what it takes till I touch the sky. Make a wish, take a chance, make a change and break. Make a change and break away. Buildings with 100 floors, swinging round revolving doors. Maybe I don't know where they'll take me, but gotta keep moving on, moving on. Fly away, break away. I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. Chance, make a change and break away now. Out of the darkness and into the sun. But I won't forget the place I come from. Take a risk, take a chance, make a change.
I love that performance. And this next one is Numb by Linkin Park. And after that, I have two more to get to.
Surface, don't know what you're expecting of me. Put under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow.
Every step that I take is another mistake to you.
and that performance was from 2015. And this next one, I'm kind of showing my age now, but I remember when this was performed in 1996.
I'm sinking in, must be for real. Cause now I can feel out of mind. It's not my kind, not my time to wonder why. Think I'm white, and everything's gray. Now you're here, now you're away. I don't want this, remember that. I'll never forget where you're.
That performance was by Bush in 1996, and it was on MTV. I was very young at the time, but I remember seeing it on TV. And it's from MTV Spring Break Rocks 1996. And that was a one of the best moments, I would say, in MTV history. So I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. So it was raining during that concert, and I think Bush was like one of the only bands that performed, and he was, I think, the only band member in Bush that performed. They told him not to. It was a safety hazard. But I remember watching that on TV, either live or shortly after on MTV, watching him perform that as the rain was falling down. And it was just a great moment in rock history and MTV history and TV history in general, I would say. It was a really great moment, just in general, music history, I would say. And so I have one more to get to. I am going to play the MTV Unplugged version of Duran Duran, Come Undone. The video, when you're watching the video with the audio, it's way better than just the audio.
Child, stay wilder than the This is Lamia.
Nothing else is really going on. I think I'm going to end this audio journal. I don't really have anything else. Nothing else is really going on. So, I will talk to you later.